Seagull. Well, you can only imagine what organization our next guest comes from. Lenny Solomon has helped us make this the Nefesh B'Nefesh theme when we have one of their great representatives on the air, especially when Rabbi Yehoshua Fass, its founder, joins us. Rabbi Fass is not with us this morning, but we do have a longtime Nefesh B'Nefesh representative. Why? Because on March 7th, the Aliyah Mega Event is coming to Queens, New York. The Holiday Inn JFK will be the site on 135th Avenue in Jamaica, New York, Sunday, March 7th, between 12:30 and 6:30 p.m., an Aliyah Fair with information, resources, booths, and workshops all under one roof. Ari Shuchman is Director of Strategic Partnerships for Nefesh B'Nefesh. And he joins us live via telephone on this Thursday morning broadcast. Ari, welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nachum. Good morning or good afternoon from Israel.
So it's time for a mega event, huh?
That's correct. We haven't done one of these in a few years, so it's time to do it again.
An Aliyah mega event. And you really have it all. Let me go through the list of some of the things that are covered there. The Aliyah process, the financial planning, taxes, employment, retiring to Israel, real estate and mortgages in Israel, choosing a community in Israel, healthcare, education, shipping and lifts, the packages for Olim moving to northern Israel. Those are special enhanced packages. If you're going to the north, there'll be a special seminar for medical professionals. I mean, this is something that, you know, to call it a one-stop shop for Aliyah is an understatement. You have absolutely everything here. And I guess, Ari, the first thing we should emphasize is that whether someone is very serious and really planning in the very near future to be in Israel, or whether someone just wants to investigate and see what the possibilities are, this Aliyah mega event will cover everything, right?
That's correct, Nachum. It's really for people who are even starting to think about the process, to the people who are joining us this summer. Everything that someone needs to plan properly for Aliyah will be taking place at this Aliyah mega event.
Where are you originally from? What city?
I'm originally from Miami, Florida, and then lived in New York for a few years before I made Aliyah myself a number of years ago.
Did you make Aliyah with Nefesh B'Nefesh?
I did. It was 2005, spring 2005, I made Aliyah with Nefesh B'Nefesh.
And you're working with them since?
A week after I made Aliyah, I started working for this wonderful organization.
Unbelievable. It's almost impossible to verbally describe the growth of the organization. I mean, you're at a point now where everything we just mentioned is covered in one mega event. In addition to that, the special programs moving north, the medical profession that is getting special treatment as well. It's amazing how much you guys have grown over the years.
Yeah, that's correct. So today we've helped approximately 24,000 Olim, and this coming year, 2010, we hope to have 5,000 Olim making Aliyah with us.
Wow. How do we know if the coming year, right, because we're at the beginning of 2010 now, how do we know if the coming year is going to be a successful one for Aliyah? Do application numbers already indicate to you that we're on the way to some record breakers?
Application numbers, phone calls, inquiries, just the amount of action happening with people visiting the office and our staff going out to visit communities across the United States and Canada. Just there's a lot of interest out there within the Jewish community.
How many people do you expect at this mega event?
To date, we have 350 people already registered, and we have another week and a half to go before the mega event takes place. So we'll probably have between 400 and 500 people, and we could accommodate more if people want to join us on that day.
I hate to tell you, if you're at 350 already, you're going to certainly exceed 500, you know.
100%. I mean, we welcome everyone to join us.
This community does not exactly always prepare way in advance for the seminars and events that they're going to. So if you still have 10 days left, my gosh, this could be absolutely unbelievable. I am astounded by the fact that you already have 350 people registered for this. I mean, I think we lose focus. I think the American Jewish community in this area, and I can't speak for this entire country, but I think the American Jewish community in this area does not realize what is happening around them. Just how many hundreds of people, how many hundreds of families at this point on a regular basis are in the process to move to Israel. It is unbelievable. For some people, unless their next door neighbor's doing it, they don't even realize what's happening. I'm glad you're doing the mega event just to discuss the numbers you're talking about. Folks, we got to understand what's happening around us. So many people, I don't want to say everybody because that would be an exaggeration, but so many people are in the process of moving to Eretz. It's unbelievable.
It's really unbelievable. And as part of my job, I get to visit approximately 20 communities per year. And everywhere I visit, I hear about parents, children, friends, families, relatives, and everyone who's either interested in making Aliyah, in the process of making Aliyah, or has made Aliyah. It's something incredible.
What cities in the U.S. outside of New York and New Jersey have you most recently visited?
I've been in Montreal and Toronto and in Baltimore and in Miami.
Well, how are they compared to us in this whole Aliyah thing? Is there tremendous enthusiasm in those places?
100%. I mean, the Aliyah mega event isn't only in New York, it's in other cities as well.
Oh, where
in
else?
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We already have 200 people registered.
When is that? What date for LA?
The Los Angeles one is on Tuesday, March 9th.
On a Tuesday, you have 200 people?
They have 200 people registered. Miami is Sunday, March 14th, and they already have 200 people registered.
I can't believe you have an event going on during the week and it's already.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. I don't know what I would wish, not just hope, but I would wish that people out there would understand the miraculous time that we're in and the incredible work that Nefesh B'Nefesh is doing to facilitate folks from outside of Israel moving to Israel. We have Ari Shuchman with us live via telephone. He's director of strategic partnerships at Nefesh B'Nefesh. The Aliyah Fair, everything under one roof, with more information and resources and booths and workshops than you could ever imagine, is called the Aliyah Mega Event, brought to you by Nefesh B'Nefesh. It's happening Sunday, March 7th, beginning at 12:30 in the afternoon at the Holiday Inn JFK. That's located at 144-02 135th Avenue in Jamaica, Queens. Now, if I have my information correct, the mega event schedule includes South Florida, as Ari just mentioned, includes Los Angeles on that Tuesday. Are you heading to Chicago as well?
We're going to be in Chicago on Thursday. The week starts off from New York to Baltimore to Montreal to Toronto to Chicago to Miami. And in the middle of that week, on Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a West Coast team going to Los Angeles and San Francisco.
So do you realize that you will probably meet 2,000 serious adults about moving to Israel in that time span?
That's correct, and we're very excited about that.
Unbelievable. By the way, what does strategic partnerships mean? What's your goal? What are you trying to do in your department?
So what I do is I create and maintain relationships with the American Jewish community through the federations, the religious movements, university student organizations, Yeshiva University, and others, and really bring the Life in Israel and Aliyah message to them and work with them on inspiring and working with their communities on our agenda.
And I would guess, like anything, some community. Well, I don't know. I'll ask you. I mean, I would hope that all the communities and the community leadership are cooperative. Is it sometimes a battle? Is it sometimes difficult to make?
It's not a battle. It's not difficult. It used to be, but not anymore. Sometimes it's challenging, and we still have to open some doors. But it's very exciting how many organizations want to work with us today.
Now, is it a correct theory? And so many people believe in this theory. Find out in a moment if it's true. Is it correct that the recession in the United States has been a major factor in people deciding to move to Israel?
I wouldn't say major. I would say a factor, but not necessarily a major factor.
So not nearly as much as people thought it would.
That's correct.
So if you
a lot of people have always been thinking about it, and it was part of their plan to make Aliyah now. So it was one of the factors, but not the major one.
So at the mega event, if you'd poll people, you'd have probably, you know, the traditional reasons that you've been hearing over the last 5 years, and not necessarily the economy.
Correct.
Interesting. I think, you know, I think that was a prediction, by the way, by your director, Rabbi Fass. I think he had told me at that time when the economy went through the downturn, and it looked like, you know, that would be an accurate prediction, that it would force people, so to speak, to consider Aliyah more. I think he felt that time wouldn't be as much as we thought, and sure enough, that's the way it is.
Correct.
It's a small factor, but only one of many. I guess the most challenging part of this entire process, I know there are a lot of challenging parts. I guess the most challenging part is the concern that parents have for children and the educational system in Israel and how it will treat their children. I would guess that part of the mega event is going to be taking up a lot of real estate at the Holiday Inn JFK?
It will. We have these sessions separated by elementary school and middle and high school, and we're bringing in one of our education specialists to really talk to the parents about the educational system, how it differs from what they're used to in the United States and Canada, and the positive aspects that it brings to the education of their children.
Yeah,
so that will take up a lot of time.
It's the greatest concern. I mean, I know there are a lot of other great concerns, but it's probably the greatest one when a family goes, right?
Correct. That really is one of them. That and employment. And we have a few sessions on that as well.
And there are employment opportunities still in Israel. I know at some point anybody who made Aliyah with Nefesh B'Nefesh, the employment rate was somewhere in the mid-90%, right? Like a year later, the mid-90s, if I'm not mistaken, of the percentage of people who were still employed in Israel. Is it still hovering around there?
That's still hovering around there. There are still employment opportunities for Olim here in Israel.
Are you bringing any Olim, aside from yourself, who've made Aliyah with Nefesh B'Nefesh, and I'm talking about non-staff members, if you know what I mean, back
yep.
here to speak to people during the mega event?
Not the Olim themselves, but we have other people who are working in professional fields within Israel who are Olim who will be coming. We have doctors representing health funds and hospitals to talk to the medical professionals about what the process was like for them. We have some of the accountants and others who are speaking about their field and really teaching people about taxes in Israel, things like that. They're also former Olim. It's North Americans talking to North Americans.
Have you seen, have you met a lot of medical professionals that have enjoyed a seamless transition to the Holy Land, or that's impossible?
It's not impossible. We have met them along the way, and a lot of the medical professionals we've been bringing through our partnerships are doing great and are employed and really much enjoying what they're doing.
So do you have a special message for those in the medical field who want to make Aliyah? Because again, and it sounds like it from the way you're answering it, it sounds like it might be a drop more of a challenge than other employment avenues.
It's more challenging because you have to start the process earlier because of licensing requirements, so it takes a little more preparation. But if you're thinking about, if you're a medical professional thinking about Aliyah, then this is the place to come to because we're bringing in people from the Ministry of Health who work in the licensing field who can talk to you about what the job is like, what the licensing requirements are like. So they really are talking to the experts on this particular day.
So you could sit down as a doctor, you could sit down one-on-one with somebody at this event, tell them, you know, what your resume is, so to speak, and get an idea of what you could do in Israel.
Correct. And there'll be representatives of hospitals and health funds as well who will have job opportunities for the medical professionals who are interested.
I don't know how you guys do it. This is unbelievable. The Aliyah Mega Event, brought to you by Nefesh B'Nefesh, is Sunday, March 7th from 12:30 until 6:30 at the Holiday Inn JFK, 144-02 135th Avenue in Jamaica, Queens. The Aliyah Fair, the Mega Event, will have more information, resources, booths, and workshops all under one roof than you could ever imagine. They will address everything at this mega event. nbn.org.il/mega-event, nbn.org.il/mega-event, or 866-4-ALIYAH, 866 the number 4, and then A-L-I-Y-A-H. Ari Shuchman is live via telephone from the Nefesh B'Nefesh headquarters in Jerusalem, and this is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program. Heard on listeners sponsored WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, around the world on the web, jmnam.org. Ari, are you still seeing a lot of folks heading to Israel during the retirement years? Are many senior citizens still taking advantage of the process of Aliyah?
They are. A lot of them came because their children have made Aliyah, and others don't want to move to the other communities that retirees usually move to, and Israel is a wonderful place for people to retire to.
And it's funny because, you know, your answer sounds so much more simplified than when it comes to other areas, but the truth is it's a little more simple. You don't have to worry about the kids, and employment is probably, or financial security is probably, more of a solidified issue, so to speak, than with a younger family. So if someone is retired, they should certainly come to the mega event. They'll get plenty of positive information.
That's correct.
A lot of good things going on. How would you describe, compared to the United States, the economic situation in Israel right now? If someone moves from here to there, will they feel that the recession or the financial times are not as difficult in the Holy Land?
It's really not as difficult. There's a lot of consumer confidence. People are out shopping. People are out doing. People are out traveling. And people are going out about months of doing their business. And that's something very positive about Israel.
So in your evaluation, would you say that if not for all the media hype from the U.S., it was almost unnoticeable in Israel?
Yeah, pretty much so.
That's unbelievable. And I picked that up when I was in Israel just a few weeks ago, that people just, we're so focused on the economy and so focused on finances now because of the situation. And people living in Israel just don't have that to even close to this degree.
That's correct.
Really amazing.
Aliyah
Mega Event is Sunday, March 7th, folks, at the Holiday Inn JFK. Go to nbn.org.il/mega-event or 866 for Aliyah. You have any partners in this mega event? Is Nefesh B'Nefesh doing this together with anybody else?
We are. We're doing this together with the Jewish Agency for Israel, with the Ministry of Immigrant Absorption, the Ministry of Development of the Negev and the Galilee, and Minister Silvan Shalom will be joining us that day. He's the Minister for the Development of the Negev and the Galilee, and he's bringing staff members with him because he wants to see firsthand the preparation that people are doing prior to the Aliyah, and he's a major partner in our Go North initiative.
Give me a word about Go North. Tell people out there why they should consider the northern half of Israel.
There's a lot of job opportunities. It's a greener part of the country, a much more relaxed part of the country, and an unbelievable place to live. And people who have moved there this past year are really much enjoying the quality of life that they're having in the north of the country. And we're working with the government ministries and municipalities. They're really coming forth and helping the North American Olim who are moving to the north of Israel.
And to my recollection, the Go North Aliyah program, which had a certain number in mind, I think exceeded that almost immediately, right?
Very much so. Exceeded it. We couldn't accept everyone, and we're expanding the program, and we're very much encouraging people to consider moving to the north of Israel.
Now, unless I haven't been paying attention, I haven't seen much about the Negev and the Nefesh B'Nefesh material. Update us on that.
Negev is starting to be developed. We're working with a few different partners there right now, and together with the ministry, there'll be incentives for North Americans to move there as well.
Are there a lot of new communities down there?
Starting. They're not as developed as the Galilee right now, but new communities are starting.
Unbelievable. All right, folks, there you have it. Aliyah Mega Event, Sunday, March 7th, the Holiday Inn JFK, brought to you by our friends in Nefesh B'Nefesh, 866-4-Aliyah, 866, the number 4, A-L-I-Y-A-H, nbn.org.il/mega-event, nbn.org.il/mega-event. And if you suspect that very few people will be attending this seminar and therefore you would prefer to stay away because it doesn't attract that many folks, we've already learned from Ari Shuchman that over 350 people are already registered and are signed up to be there that day with 10 days left until the event. I think that number may double. Absolutely unbelievable. Ari, anything else you want to add?
No, we really wanted people to encourage people to come, even if they're in the beginning process of Aliyah. And we look forward to having everyone join us on that day.
So if it's simply to just pick up an application, you want to see
them
that day.
That's correct.
Encourage them not to do it online that day, but actually come on in.
Come on in, meet with our representatives, and start the process.
And see what you have to offer.
That's correct.
And look what you're offering. You're offering the greatest place in the world, and the place which is the only place on earth that can certainly declare that it is the place of the future of the Jewish people. Because Ari Shuchman, I remind you, that the future of the Jewish people is only in the state of Israel.
Thank you, Nachum.
Thank you so much. Ari Shuchman, Director of Strategic Partnerships over at Nefesh B'Nefesh. Everybody get ready for March 7th and the mega event. 866-4-Aliyah, nbn.org.il/mega-event. Get set for the mega event from our friends at Nefesh B'Nefesh. We'll be right back. There it is. Nefesh b'nefesh. Oh, while Lenny.